Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Saturday AM Live. We've got several people who have asked, and I'm one of those people. I'm like, we need to discuss so many amazing things, and today is no different. We want to focus in on this back to school. And if you read Dave Johnson and Ben Woodward's The Core Consultant newsletter, you get an understanding of the fall, okay, the last quarter, really, because December is one of those things that, one of those months that everybody gets into the holiday spirit, which we should, but this quarter, September, October, and November, finishing out the year, there's something about it, and with what Nikan has done in the last 30 days, let's go back 31 days to August 1st, when so many different things were implemented or returned to, and it created something that when you look at the 80-20 rule, it creates something that I think 20% of us maybe, and I'm still beginning to understand this, but what does it all mean and how does it impact us? So that's what we're discussing today, and I'm just going to run through these four areas, these four things, so I think we understand the magnitude. And this, the ultimate reason why Nikan continues to do what they do, to make changes, to make implementations, enhancements, is to tweak what we have, and the ultimate thing is this thing called the five pillars of health, and the philosophies and the concepts. It's not just about the products, even though it is for a lot of us, because that's how we get introduced to Nikan. These concepts, because once you grab a hold of that and they get into us and they get into our families, it changes everything. And with technology being what it is today, it's absolutely huge. So on that note, rapid fire here. And again, I would ask for your input, your comments, your questions. Because I think there's one of these four that I would like to spend more time on, and that is how we get paid as consultants, both weekly and monthly, and the newness of that and the aspect of it that is so ginormous, and if I can use that word, because it's really, really super cool. I truly believe that Nikan has, they've opened up a door of opportunity for people to not only have an opportunity to enjoy the products, but also to get compensated for sharing them with other people. So, on that note, let's talk about them in this random order. The packs. We have packages of products, three different packs, and starting today, we get free shipping on one of them for new consultants only. And I want to refer to you, if you want more details on all these different things, there was a great reminder that shows up on the incentives and featured news. This is in the Information Center tab, and if you want to follow along, if you're able to online to see this, and basically this is the new standard, the new gold standard for Nikan, that for a brand new consultant, when they register during their first calendar month, and I'm just reading it right off of it, all new consultants who purchase or sell the water pack during their month of sign-up, okay, that's their month of sign-up, the month they sign up. And again, I'm hoping for clarification on this, as we've talked about in the past, but what they get, I mean, as far as what the month of sign-up is that their first calendar 30 days? Is that the, you know, they sign up on the 25th of the month, that's it? They get 5 days or 6 days, you know, or three if it's February without a leap year? What does that exactly mean? Okay, we're waiting for clarification on that. But here's the key. When that consultant registers and signs up during their month of registration, month of sign-up, they will receive free ground shipping in the 48 contiguous states, so that means it doesn't apply to Hawaii or Alaska, and Canada. To qualify for free shipping, the water pack must be a standalone item. So you order that item, at least you order that, and it must be phoned in. You have to call it in. All right. Here's the big takeaway from that I see. The first sentence says all new consultants who purchase or sell the water pack. So Rita, can I bounce this question off of you for clarification? When it says sell the water pack, that means to our customers, or what does that mean?
I would think so, but I'd want clear details on that.
You're supposed to say, yes, that's how I understand it, man. That's exactly what it means.
I agree, but there's been a little confusion in the past on things, so.
Sure, all new consultants who purchase, so I'm a brand new consultant that signs up today, September 1st, and when I phone this order in on Tuesday, I get free shipping. For me in Oregon, that water pack, that's a $45 savings. So free shipping. So that makes it into the same category as Amazon Prime. Amazon Prime costs $100 a year. Weekend costs $99 to register as a consultant. I introduce somebody to that water pack, or I invest in it myself. I just got free shipping. So when somebody says to me, well, why can't Nikon give free shipping like Amazon does? Well, they do. There you go. Boom, da da boom. Now we can compete with Amazon. But what Amazon can't do, they can't compete with Nikon, because in the next 3 months, when or if I introduce one more person in October and one more customer in November, or I purchase another 500 points worth, you know, and that's $500, then I get that $99 back in free products. That's called the Fast Start program. So now I'm outside of the realm of even competing with Amazon, because they can't compete with me. I just got my registration fee completely back in the form of free products. How cool is that? It's huge. It really is super cool. So this is why I want to really drive this point home, because so many of us will miss this. Julie Clark, I'm not sure if she's on the line this morning, she is one who has implemented this ever since Nikon introduced it. With new consultants, she tells them right up front, hey, if you're going to do this as a business, your intent to register, we should never be registering people and asking them to send $99 just to get an additional discount on the product. That's not why we start a business. Anywhere in the world, when you start a business, your intent should be to generate income, to really have a legit business. So it shouldn't be just to get an additional discount. If somebody wants to do that, I guess that's fine, but that's not the way. The goal should be in that first count, those first 3 months, and it's the first three full months. If you registered on the last day of the month, you get the next three full calendar months to make it happen. If you registered on the last day of the month and you invested and you hit the 500 mark, well, you can count that month. That's the coolest thing about it. So, but on this pack incentive, on the water pack, not the energy pack, not the sleep system pack, but from this point forward, on the water pack, it's free shipping when we call it in, and again, that clarification that Reed and I just mentioned, it's what does that mean during their month of sign up? Okay, is that the first 30 calendar days, or is it that month? My guess it will be that month, but the coolest thing about it is that it not only applies to us as the new consultant, but any customer that we introduce. So if somebody joined on the, you know, let's say the 15th of the month, halfway through the month, and they had a couple of their friends that they were so excited about, you know, because of the water, or they you know, whatever the case, they can register them as customers, and they can get the free shipping too. And the snowball effect can go on and on and on, just on that water pack. There will always be other incentives. Excuse me for squeaking there. There will always be other incentives to take advantage of to get free shipping and other things like that. It's just a matter of seeing what NECAM's going to introduce. But this one's a permanent feature, okay? So with those packs, that gets us free shipping. The energy pack, a whole smorgasbord. This is kind of similar to what we used to have years ago called the career pack. The demo pack was focused on the sleep system, a demo pad, the pillow, the comforter, and the mag creator. But the career pack was $1,000 worth. And here we have just a little over $500 worth and deeply discounted, and it's in the pack. And why that selection of products? Well, that's just what NECAM decided to put in it. That will probably change over time. But as I just mentioned, two weeks ago I messed up my left knee, and it's kind of been giving me some grief, and I have fallen in love with the Kinko Touch all over again. Every morning and sometimes in the evening when I remember, I take and I turn it on, I put it on, point it towards my left knee, and I use my right knee to hold it in place while I read or while I'm, you know, going through emails or whatever it is I'm doing. And 10 minutes later, then I put it away. And Rita, don't you call that a treatment? I think is the way you describe it.
Absolutely, that touch is incredible.
And it goes much deeper than anything else. So before we move on, that's category number one. That's the first item. Comments?
Vance, may I ask a question?
You absolutely can. Please identify yourself, though, for the group.
This is Loretta from Maine.
Good morning.
Is this the same thing as the old Kinko Wave?
That is an excellent question. Is this the same thing as the old Kinko Wave? The old Kinko Wave used Sun technology, and I would encourage you to use that terminology when describing it. NECAM has asked us months ago not to use the term far infrared waves on purpose, because that's a medical terminology and we don't want to get into making claims. So just use the term sun technology. You know how you feel better when you get that ray of sun when you go outside, especially it's kind of a blustery cold day and the clouds part and the sun comes out, you just feel all warm and fuzzy and, you know, wonderful inside. Well, that's what this device does. That's what the Kinko Waves that we used to have did. The Kinko Touch utilizes the sun technology, the earth, the horizontal energy that the Japanese describe as the vitamins in the air, okay? And it taps into NECAM's core technology, being the magnetics. You put all three in one into the Kinko Wave. Every treatment, per se, if you want to call it that, is a 10-minute cycle, and then it just automatically shuts off. And you use it, and as the directions in the package or in the little, you know, car or the little instruction manual state, don't abuse it. Our bodies can only heal so fast. They can only absorb so much technology so quickly. Why do you, if you take aspirin or Tylenol or ibuprofen for a headache, why do you not take the whole bottle all at once? Well, that's too much. You'll overdose. Exactly the same thing with the thumper. Maybe it's different. Maybe that's a bad analogy. But my point is this. Allow your body to absorb the technology, and then, you know, wait 90 minutes or a couple hours, then use it again. So, yes, it is the same technology, but better. All right? It's all three in one. And when you use it repeatedly, and or you combine it with other products like the CM cream, I just took it off yesterday because it was looking pretty shabby and it was falling off. I have been wearing a strip of the duct tape, the dynamic underlayer kinetic tape, on that left knee, just on the inside. Yes, I'm vain, and it's still warm enough to wear shorts, and so I only shaved one side of my knee. Sorry, I'm not a swimmer, so I do have hairy legs as a male, and I only shaved one side and put the tape down the left side, and it made a tremendous amount of difference. That's where it really hurt the worst, so that's where I put it on, and I followed the instructions in the duct tape. So Anyways, great question. So, yes, it is the same product, but that is one of the items in the energy pack. And again, when you price it out, you'll see that that pack is deeply discounted for both the customer and the consultant in that pack. All right, and please do yourself a favor as a consultant. Click the retail button, or when you're sitting down with the customer, register them first, and then go to their web page. Go to the customer page. That way, there's no confusion in the prices. Because you, as a consultant, if you're running any type of store. Okay, there's prices for it. Let's say you have a bakery, and you have about, you know, let's say 25 different bakery items that you sell. Well, your employees, usually they get a discount. It's a certain percentage off. Well, the employees don't disclose that price ever. They disclose the customer price. So make sure that, and treat it as a business, and then it won't get confusing. But when introducing somebody to that pack, that smorgasbord of products, the energy pack, and it's the same thing with the sleep system pack, make sure you focus in on the customer price. Then it won't get confusing. And if you memorize the customer prices, it's so much easier.
Thank you very much.
You're very well. Thank you for the great question. So, any other questions on the packs? I want to move to the sports bottle. Okay, and again, *6 on your phone line. Would you mute your line? Okay. Sports bottle. This thing is awesome. If you were on the line last week, you heard Julie Tara talk about how exciting, how cool it is. It is the cat's meow when it comes to sports. We could build an entire business just on this one product alone if we wanted to. It is the end-all solution when it comes to sports bottles. You go to any outdoor store. We have Dick's Sporting Goods. There's Big Five Sporting Goods Store, REI. Any outdoor, you know, hiking, whatever, store, Cabela's. They all sell different products for going into the wild, so to speak, and purifying the water so we can consume it. But they only focus on keeping the bacteria and the microorganisms out of our body. They don't focus, all of their products don't focus on actually changing the water back into the original structure that it was when we found it in nature. And that's what's so great about this. Am I saying that you can dip it, you know, take the Nikan sports bottle out and dip it into any stream or any river? I do. Am I saying that to other people? No. That's just me. I eat stuff that other people won't touch because, you know, it's one date past the pull date. Okay, that's just me. But I do it all summer long and right out of the Columbia River, because I know that sports bottle will take all the you know, junk that's in that river. And it doesn't bother me. I did it. I mean, it's one of those things I do. But when you look at the instruction manual of what this bottle will do for us, and you read about it, Nikan for the first time has put more details, without making any claims, they put more details in that instruction manual than we've ever had before. And it is a fantastic investment. The filters, the old filters, do not interface with this. It's a totally, completely different design. I love the fact that it's leak-proof, and it has a much better snout than the one we had before. It's much more durable. It has a loop at the top, so I can hook my pinky or any other finger in it and carry it much easier than before. It has the strongest magnets of any Nikan product, 4,200 Gauss. That is huge. And if you like to demonstrate it, as I saw it was demonstrated, I think it was Chris Sayer from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, who showed me this trick. Take your set of keys, depending on how many keys you have on your set, they will stick to the side of the bottle. It's a great way to illustrate the power of magnetics. Why are magnets great? When it comes to water, well, as you're drinking, as the water is splashing up to the side of that, it picks up that magnetic energy. It charges the water. the PiMag technology is all built into it. Is it as good as the waterfall? I think it's better because it's portable and the pH is slightly higher. Yes, Niken Imprint will say it's 8.5 to 9.5 or whatever they're stating in the manual. But when you do a demonstration with it, with color drops, the reagent drops, which you can order, great source for those is a2owater.com. That's the letter A, the number 2, the letter O, water.com. That's a company that sells all kinds of water purification products. And again, if you want to write that down, the letter A, the number 2, the letter O, a2owater.com. And for $5, you can get a little bottle of reagent drops that go from 0 on the acidity side all the way up to 15 on the alkaline side. And it's a great way to show people. These are the same drops that Rick Murphy used in his waterfall video that was introduced, oh my goodness, what, 5.5, 6 years ago. So anyway, that's the benefit of that, and it's fantastic. Any clarification comments on the sports bottle? And again, I want to reiterate, the filters from the old bottle, if you have a bunch of those or you have some of those, they don't interface.
Sam?
Yes.
One of the things that I learned, I forget exactly what call, but anyway, I think it was last Friday's call. Anyway, when you tip the bottle up, you know, and you squeeze it to drink, if you just turn it upright, it will breathe and fill up without the noise, without the squeaking.
Without the sound of dolphins chirping?
Yes.
Yeah. My friend Paul Briggs is the one that came up with that analogy, and I said, no, Paul, I've heard dolphins chirping before, in live, you know, out in the wild, and they do, it really does sound like dolphins chirping. So great point. And by the way, you didn't identify yourself. I know who you are, but for the group.
This is Carol in Wisconsin.
Carol Hackbart in Wisconsin. Thank you, Carol.
Hackbart.
Sorry. So sorry. Carol, you're absolutely right. When it's upside down, and therefore you're squeezing from the bottom, because it's really hard to squeeze from the top. The durability and the thickness of the plastic near the lid, above the magnetic, you know, the black rubber band, it's hard to squeeze from there. But when you're squeezing from the bottom, or as I say, squeeze and suck, it's the S&S method. When you're squeezing from the bottom and it's upside down, if you tip it back down, like if you're in a movie theater or you're in an office environment where you don't want to make extra noise or you're concerned about that, tip it back upright and it won't, because it breathes normal then. You're creating a siphon, so to speak. So.
And the other thing is just that squeezing the bottle when you're drinking makes it come out, because I had one customer who found it very difficult to drink, and so I let her know that.
Yeah. And the more you drink, I received a wonderful email response from somebody, and I don't remember who it was, I paid tribute to, but I read it and I thought, that's so true. They said, you know, because my husband and wife, I think it's the way they describe it, because my husband and wife have drank the Niken water for years, we continue to get comments from people, and they can't believe that he's 80-some years or older, whatever it was. And I said, you know, that's so true, because the skin stays hydrated when we utilize this water. And especially, and I go back to the water pack and the advantage of the sports bottle being in that pack, is that there's no excuse for not consuming the water and not bathing underneath the water. It's absolutely ginormous. And I was with a friend yesterday, and I pulled out my MagFlex, and I was showing it to him. And I've lent it to him again. He literally, and he reached up, he grabbed it out of my hand, and he said, now smooth side towards the skin, right? And I said, yeah, exactly. And he puts it, and he said, I'm gonna steal this for the weekend, see if it works. And I looked right at him and I said, Ricky, company's been around since 1975. the products are not on trial. It'll work for you if you'll do one thing, my friend. That is consume some water. And I know he doesn't, because he doesn't. His beverage of choice is beer, all right? And then to make matters worse, we're having this conversation while he's smoking. And, you know, it could work. It might work, the MagFlex. Again, one of the energy pack, you know, solution. But chances are, I'm not holding out hope that it will, because he's not hydrated. Beer is not a good hydration liquid. So, anyways, moving on. How we get paid weekly and monthly. This is such a really super cool thing as we look at back to school and Nikan 101. This is a core philosophy, and I don't know if Marianne is on the line. Marianne is a platinum in our organization from the wonderful state of Connecticut. And her and I got to speak real briefly yesterday, and she said, Vance, I don't understand all the new changes because I'm kind of out of the loop. And I said, hey, the beautiful thing about this, if any one of us have been in Nikan for more than 3 years, okay, this is a return, how we get paid monthly and weekly. And in the next category, the next topic, everything counting for volume, it's all one and the same. But this, what Nikan has given us is, well, two aspects of this. Every time we place an order that's associated with our ID number, and what I mean by that, if it's under our ID number, and we click, go to the shopping cart after we've logged in, and we're putting in an order, or we're putting in an auto ship order, or we're a brand new consultant, we're phoning in an order, and there are people that still fax in orders, you can do that too, or you can mail in an order, I guess, you print off the thing, I don't know why you do that, but some people do. You can still pay by check. I mean, there's all kinds of ways to order all this, you know, anything that Nikan has. But my point is this, when we put an order in, regardless of what method we use, whether it's for a customer or for ourselves, it all counts, and everything is real time, just like it's always been. That the second that order is submitted, if you're looking at it online and it says, congratulations, your transaction is complete, click here to view your order, there's the order number, immediately all that is calculated and calculated, and if it's a customer order, that calculation goes into that week's worth of orders, and the following Friday we're going to get paid on that. So I guess how we get paid weekly and monthly is anything that's associated with a customer, we're going to get paid the customer profit from that, or the retail profit from that, we're going to get paid the following Friday. That every Friday we're going to get deposited. And I've had so much fun watching this during the last 2 weeks of August. Every single Friday, there's another direct deposit into our bank account. All right? Let me use an illustration that our middle daughter, Emily, has brought to our attention. Okay? She's now working two jobs. She's kind of an overachiever, and she really was scared to death about applying at a local coffee shop where her older sister has worked this summer. But she talked to the owners of the coffee shop, the daughter, she's the one that runs the coffee shop, and she went through the process, and they're paying her, during her preliminary training, they're paying her a different wage than they will pay her. And she sat last night and read all about the minimum wage, and, you know, why are they paying me this, and my other job, I mean, just all this different stuff. But during this week of training, so far this week, she's gotten two tips. And I want to equate those tips as to getting paid weekly from Nikan. When you work in a service industry and you get a tip, it's immediate gratification. Okay, you get tipped for what you did right then and there. So those are daily, those are like literally every hour, depending on what you're doing. You get those right then. And they're usually in cash form. Okay? Nikin is now going into that field by paying us weekly. Now, Emily's paycheck that she'll get from the coffee shop will, I believe, be every other week, or maybe it'll be monthly. I'm not sure exactly. I haven't figured that. I haven't asked her about that. But my point is this. Any customer transaction that is associated with us, we get paid weekly, every Friday, and then the commissions, depending on our rank with the company, and there's really only two ranks, all right, when it comes to the getting paid monthly, there's executive or silver. Gold, platinum, diamond, and royal diamond all are in that silver category. And what I mean by that is you're not going to see this in print, and I know I'm going to confuse people, but that's the 20%. As a executive, you get paid 10% on the commissionable volume, and then silvers and above, we get paid 20%. That's it. Those are your two ranks, really. It's either 10% or 20%, aside from the customer rebate. So, and again, some products carry 100% commissionable volume. Some products only carry 50%, and every product is different. If you want to know exactly what the commissionable volume is, print off the price list, and it has a whole column that says CV, or commissionable volume. The letter C, the letter V. Cat and Victoria. Okay? CV. Not PV, not OV. Commissionable volume. And don't try and figure it out. It's really confusing. Just wait till the check arrives. But know that when you introduce somebody to the water pack, the immediate gratification on that is, isn't it over $100? I'm waiting to see next Friday because we had a brand new customer. Excuse me.
Yes.
Yes, Rita, go ahead.
I believe it's $103.
That's what I thought, and I wanted to see it in our bank account. I wanted to see it broken down because you sold a water pack.
Yep, and I think the other one is $57.68. It comes in our check on the 15th.
Okay, so that's the commissionable volume for a silver and above. Rita's a platinum. So when she reaches her platinum requirement or the rank requirement of over 1,000 points in her personal group volume or personal volume, it's all the same. It's different, but she met both of those requirements in the month of August, so she gets the full 20%. For a silver, it's silver, gold, and platinum, for silvers and golds, it's 1,500 points, and then for platinums and above, Rita, myself, and the Royal Diamonds out there, it's 1,000. So she gets the full 20%, and that, what did you say, 57?
Or, $57.68.
So $57.68 plus the 103, that, if I'm doing the math in my head, that's $160. So you introduce somebody to the water pack, a customer, and if you're a brand new consultant, now that wouldn't work because that math is not going to pencil out. But my point is this, when we introduce a customer and they order the water pack, ourselves, Rita or Vance, we're going to be getting $160. $103 of that is going to be in that weekly payout on the following Friday or, the following Friday, however it pencils out. But the 57 and some change, that's going to come in our monthly commission the 15th of the following month. So we get both instant gratification every week and then monthly or delayed gratification the following 15th of the month. Super, super cool. This is a change that I know is going to be huge. And right on the heels of that, well...
Can I just ask a question about that?
Absolutely, Nancy. I was just going to ask if anybody wants more clarification. Go ahead.
On those weekly checks, are they also deducting a maintenance fee like they do on the monthly?
You know, I haven't... Give me a second here, Nancy, and let me see. I know where to find that. In the... Oh, my goodness. Where did they move this? Because I haven't looked at it in a while. Consultant reports, tax summary. Oh, there it is. Oh, we'll go back. Under consultant reports, there's a commissions earnings summary. And let me, Nancy, by the way, it's Nancy Kaufman from Cleveland, Ohio. For those of you who don't know, I want to make sure that we state this so you get a, I'm not stacking this call with fictitious people or just people that I'm paying under the table to ask great questions. All right. They've added a whole bunch more stuff to this that I haven't even looked at, and I should have. But it says primary bonus, leadership, or secondary bonus, only available for commission detail and commission's earnings summary. Select period. Oh, my goodness, this is like an accountant's dream. I mean, if you're like a CPA-type person, you could go nutso reading all this stuff. Primary bonus. I'm just going to click one and see what comes up. Okay, it says a bonus recap was not thrown for this period. So, Nancy,
first started, it was not taken out. I don't know if that was going to change or not. But on the weekly payout on the retail, there should have been nothing taken out. That's all that I know.
Okay. Let me just read what I'm seeing. What I did is I clicked, and I don't know even how to explain how to get to where I just got to, but I picked the volume period 33 of 52. There's 52 weeks in the year. The reason why I came up with nothing, because period number 34 was finished last night, and I either did, no, we did have a customer sale during that week. But I'm looking at, we had one customer sale during period number 33, and the retail bonus on this customer auto ship order, which I think was $100 and some worth, it comes out to $26.40. It does not show anything, Nancy, to answer your question. It does not show, it says adjustments including check fee, and there's nothing. The net earnings, the retail commission was $26.40. Now, if I go over to my Wells Fargo bank account, let me tell you what shows up on my direct deposit, and then we'll know for sure the answer to your question. So I'm going into, there's a direct deposit from last Friday, August 24th, of $26.40.
Good. Hopefully it will stay that way, and it'll be interesting to. Well, it's going to be interesting to see how they show this on our monthly commission check.
Yeah, I am just as excited as you are to see how this is all going to pencil out. But it's, again, it's one of those things that you introduce somebody to the waterfall as an example, or the water pack, you're going to get a commission. That's a $500 and some investment, not counting sales tax and shipping. All right. And we're going to get back $103 of that. So what is our time worth? How long does it take to set up a water presentation, or to invite somebody over, or whatever, and say, hey man, if you're looking at water, it's not just about water you drink, it's about water you bathe under. This package, it's deeply discounted. You're going to save about $100 based on the way I pay. You get filters for everything. You get 6 months worth of filters for the waterfall. You get, what is that, a year? I think we're supposed to change the showerhead filters every 6 months. So you get a year's worth of filters for the showerhead. And then the bottle, you get three filters total, including, I'm counting the one that's in the bottle itself. Then you get two more. So if you're using that every day, again, the person who owns the waterfall, they're probably not going to use the sports bottle as much. But if you were using it, 3 to 4 fills per day, that's roughly 9 to 12 months worth of filters for the bottle. So you're really set up investing in this pack with all the filters. Talk to a Kangen person who owns a Kangen unit that they've invested $1,000 or up to $5,000 worth. Nobody really can tell them how often they have to change those filters. It's, and now maybe somebody can jump on and say, oh, no, I have a... I've talked to people who own them, and they said, yeah, nobody will ever tell us when we're supposed to do that. So it gets kind of scary. So anyways, we could probably spend a lot more time on that, but I do want to highlight, and I kind of wove this, I just kind of threw this in there, but every order counting for everything, this is a return to the way Nikken was when I joined 26 years ago. And someone like Nancy, she's approaching her 23rd anniversary with Nikken.
And how do you know that exactly?
Yeah, how does Vance know that exactly? Why should Vance never forget your renewal date, Nancy? Why? Because I'd be sleeping in the doghouse if we had a dog if I forgot that date. Nancy enrolled on the day that Stacy and I got married back in 1995. So it's such a cool thing, and I don't know how the facts hit Nikken on that date, and that's when it was implemented. I don't know. So, but anyways,
Dan,
yes, go ahead.
This is Selena. Does this include auto ships under our own ID number?
Does what include?
This new compensation.
Yes, and that, Selena, that is what when I said this is a return to the way Nikken was 26 years ago when I joined 23 years ago, prior to Nikken implementing a lot of changes to meet the Federal Trade Commission regulations and guidelines, this is what everything, auto ship, a regular order, a phoned-in order, a customer order, everything counts. So
right.
When Nikken requires us, and if you look at all the incentives, and I don't want to go into the details, I think you can read it, it's pretty clear, the back to the basics incentive that's going on right now. Again, it's all on the website, information center, click on. When you look at those incentives, the bottom line core requirement, again, it's always been there, 100 points. Attached to RID number. What does that mean for consultants? That's a $100 order. For a customer, if we were going to count theirs, that's $125 a customer order. That's 100 points.
Okay, I've got another question. Is that $100 under our number every month?
Correct.
Okay.
Which, again, customer orders, they're attached to our number. They're, because their social security number is never entered as a customer, it's just, you know, they're attached to us. So, and it doesn't matter. As long as we meet that 100 point or $100 wholesale, okay, and again, that's the first time I use the word wholesale because I don't like to use it anymore. It's just 100 points. And even, you don't even have to talk about points with the customer because that's irrelevant to them. With
yeah.
the consultant, points equals dollars. All right, it's right across, but for a customer, it's just, we get points. It's a 25% reduction or 20% reduction, however the calculator calculates it out. But yes, whatever it comes out to is the dollar amount for an auto ship order for a consultant, that's going to be how many points it is, all right, before sales tax and shipping.
Great.
On a regular order that we're just ordering something regular, not on auto ship, not discounted. On the heels of that, can I just throw in here as well? This is a pet peeve of mine, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it, but again, when I mentioned earlier, we don't register people as consultants to get a discount. And what I mean by that, if they want to get the cheapest price, and I'm hesitating bringing up an analogy because it's going to point something out to somebody if they're on the call, and I'm not using this as an illustration to embarrass them or anything. I'm not going to refer to the name, but they told me this week they were registering somebody so they could get the best price on the Kenzen Vital Balance. Okay, I do believe for a customer, I think it's $67 on AutoShip or thereabouts. For the consultant on AutoShip, it's $64. That's a difference of $3, folks. How many canisters of KVB would you have to order to pencil out spending $99 to register as a consultant to save $3? Yep. That doesn't make any sense to me, because you're not going to order, and this is all the person wanted, was the Kenzen Vital Balance. In that first 12 months, that doesn't make any sense to me to spend $99 to save $3 on each canister, because 12 months from now, Nancy, guess what? Tell everybody, if you're still demuted, what happens on September 16th for you? You need to pay $79 to renew.
Thanks for the reminder.
Yeah. Okay. But my point is this. It doesn't pencil out. It doesn't make any sense to spend $79 every year to renew if I'm only buying one or maybe two canisters of Vital Balance to save that $3. That makes no sense. All right? So this is why the customer program for AutoShip is such a win-win. They get the 25% discount right off the top just by using AutoShip on consumable products. So, anyhow, that's my pet peeve, and I don't want to spend a lot of time on that, and I won't, because just register people as customers and then let them, you know, make that choice.
Yes?
Yes.
On the pay by Friday, those have to be retail orders, is that correct?
Correct. Yeah, there's no commission for if you want to, you can place an order retail underneath your own ID number and pay the percentage more, and then when that goes through that cycle, that pay period, that weekly pay period, then you're going to get a commission back. I'm not sure why you'd want to do that, but you could. But it doesn't matter now. And again, the analogy that went through my brain is, again, if you were running a restaurant and your customers come in and they pay the price for that whatever food item it is, the cost of that doesn't cost you that, so you're receiving an instant profit on that. Now, if your family comes in and eats, it's not much of a profit because you're paying for that, and so it gets kind of confusing in that. So real customers equals real commissions. When we purchase anything as a executive or a silver and above, we're going to get the CV commissions back on the 15th of the following month. And that's either going to be 10% or 20% based on the commissionable volume. And depending on what we buy, determines that. And I already talked about that. So, but yeah, Rita, it's a great question. It's a great point. Those weekly commissions only our customers. So you want to see an increase of that? You want to see a direct deposit check every single week? Well, add more customers. That's the way any business works. And that's just real world. And there's more and more opportunity with this. You create customers, they'll create volume. The concept of us creating residual volume, well, again, it has to be because we've created. When I have customers that continually are purchasing on AutoShip, that's residual purchase. That's a residual volume. So it just keeps going on and on and on and on. And that's the way you can roll. So we produce, we get paid. So hopefully this has been helpful. Hey, we may not have clarified or got every question answered on this, but I think maybe we scratched the surface. So again, I want to remind everybody, if you want to, we're going to go over rapid fire next week, all 17 of the nutritional products, and this is a huge, ginormous goal, I know, to be able to get through all of them in a short amount of time, but that's what we're going to focus on next Saturday. And then on the following Saturday, which is our anniversary weekend, we will have a guest again. We'll return back to the normal format that we have. So, again, thank you, ladies. I don't know where the men were this morning, but ladies, thank you for contributing with the great input, the questions, the clarification, because I think this will be helpful for everybody as we continue to go forward. And one thing,
Dan?
Yes, go ahead.
Happy birthday early.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. One thing that I wanted to note is when you have, William Todd does an excellent job with the ICANN Attitude Program, and what we learn is, stressing the point that if you have questions or just it isn't gelling, please don't wait or get confused and just stop. Ask. Call me, Ken. Call somebody and get clarification on it. Because there's no point in getting frustrated and stopping, because this is all so good. There's nothing negative about this at all. It's all really, really good, all of these enhancements, all these changes. And as we blast into September and blast into this last quarter, the sooner we start implementing these and introducing these wonderful things to both customers and consultants, the more income is generated. And the more income is generated, the more our lives are enhanced and impacted and changed for the better. So, again, thank you, ladies, so much. I got a couple other things I want to clarify, but I want to do this.